Finding the music you love shouldn't be hard. That's why Pandora makes it easy to explore all your favorites and discover new artists and genres you'll love. Enjoy a personalized listening experience simply by selecting any song or album, and we'll make a station crafted just for you. Best of all, you can listen for free. Download Pandora on the Apple App Store or Google Play and start hearing the soundtrack to your life.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hello there, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Welcome. What if you could replace your daily cholesterol medication with a couple of tasty snack bars? A company called Step One Foods has recently launched a line of clinically formulated foods that it claims can replace cholesterol medication for people who are unable or unwilling to take statin drugs. And the product line includes a variety of snack bars, along with flavored oatmeal, pancake, and smoothie mixes. And in a study that was conducted with the Mayo Clinic, 54 people with high cholesterol were instructed to consume two of these products every day, and this resulted in a 10% reduction in their LDL, or bad cholesterol, levels after 4 weeks. I think it's too soon to say that these snack foods can replace cholesterol medications on a long-term basis, but this is certainly an interesting development. More than a third of adults over the age of 45 have high cholesterol, and statin drugs are among the most commonly prescribed medications. And you know what? Statins are quite effective in lowering cholesterol, and by the way, also pretty darn good at reducing systemic inflammation. They're also relatively inexpensive, and they're covered by most insurance companies. Now, although they are generally safe, statins, like any drug, do have the potential to cause side effects, and in this case, they might be things like muscle pain or weakness. Now, only a small minority of people experience side effects, and for many, they're little more than an annoyance, but side effects, or even just a fear of side effects, could be one reason that makes people unwilling or unable to take statin drugs. The Step One products are rich in nutrients that are known to have a positive effect on cholesterol levels, things like soluble fiber, omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, and phytosterols. Now, phytosterols are naturally occurring compounds that block the absorption of cholesterol in the intestine. According to the National Lipid Association, consuming 2,000 milligrams of phytosterols every day can lower your cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. Not coincidentally, two of these bars or mixes a day would provide exactly 2,000 milligrams of phytosterols, along with about 10 grams of fiber and 2,000 milligrams of plant-based omega-3 fatty acids. These products are made primarily from whole foods, dried fruits, nuts, seeds, oat bran, and flavorings like peanut butter, chocolate, and cinnamon. There are no sweeteners, gums, or preservatives. And I can imagine that these products might have a lot of appeal for people who are determined to control their cholesterol without medication by following a healthy diet and exercising and employing other lifestyle strategies. Now, of course, high cholesterol is not always or only about a poor diet or an unhealthy lifestyle. Sometimes it's just a matter of genetic predisposition. And when doing all of the quote-unquote right things doesn't lower their cholesterol, these folks often feel like they have failed. And for them, a food-based alternative to medication might be very attractive. Unlike statins, however, medical insurance is not going to cover Step One products, and they're not inexpensive. A month's supply will run you about $130, or around $4 a day. And even without insurance, a generic statin typically costs well under $20 a month.
Pandora makes it easy for you to find your favorite music. Discover new artists and genres by selecting any song or album, and we'll make you a personalized station for free. Download on the Apple App Store or Google Play and enjoy the soundtrack to your life.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
But if it's just about including more cholesterol-lowering foods, is an expensive functional food really necessary? Couldn't you just eat more oat bran, nuts, chia seeds, and dried fruit and call it good? Well, not quite. With a little effort, you could easily match the amount of fiber, omega-3, and antioxidants that are found in these products. But you probably wouldn't come even close to the amount of phytosterols they contain. Nuts and seeds are among the most potent whole food sources of phytosterols, and they are included in these products. But these provide less than 100 milligrams of phytosterols per serving. And in fact, Step 1 products are heavily fortified with phytosterols that are derived from pine sap. So in addition to eating more nuts, seeds, and oat bran, you'd also need to add a phytosterol supplement in order to replicate the same effect. But a month's supply of phytosterol supplements will cost you just around $30. So what role might these products play in a heart-healthy diet? Well, the cholesterol-lowering effects of these functional foods have only now been tested in one small study, and it only lasted for 30 days, so their long-term effectiveness has yet to be established. I definitely don't recommend going off your cholesterol medication without talking that over with your doctor. And keep in mind that if these bars were going to replace your meds, well, then you'd need to be as diligent about eating your bars and your shakes every single day as you are about taking your medication every day. And unlike statins, these foods, of course, are going to contribute another 300 to 400 calories to your diet every day. In order to avoid adding unneeded calories, you'd need to consume these foods instead of other foods that you normally eat, not in addition to them. But would there be any harm in including these in your diet just as a way of keeping your heart healthy? Well, I will say the ingredients are wholesome and nutritious. As snack foods go, you could definitely do worse. Then again, you could probably find whole food bars that are less expensive. But more to the point, these are more than just fruit and nut bars. Phytosterols are generally thought to be beneficial, but whether it's a nutritional supplement or a heavily fortified food product, you always want to be thoughtful about adding a nutrient to your diet in amounts that are far beyond what you would normally get from food. For example, high levels of phytosterols could reduce the effectiveness of a particular cholesterol medication called cholestyramine or Questran. While eating foods that are high in phytosterols would not be a concern, combining that medication with a phytosterol supplement or fortified food might not be the best idea. And I'll also point out that cholesterol plays a much different role in growing bodies than it does in adult bodies. So these foods, which contain the equivalent of a high-dose phytosterol supplement, would not be appropriate to give to kids. You'll find a complete transcript of today's show on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. And while you're there, you can search the entire archives for other questions that you may have. And if you can't find your answer, email me your question at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. And your question could be featured in a future episode. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy. And over there, we talk about the art and science of healthy behavior change. The Nutrition Diva Show is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Morgan Christensen is our podcast and advertising operations specialist, and our intern is Brendan Pika. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week, and in the meantime, remember to eat something good for me.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe, and basically it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If a friend asks how you're doing and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.